Government and medical guidance on the spread of the novel coronavirus and how people can protect themselves and others changes daily. It can be hard to keep up, and even harder for non-English speakers. But there are some local efforts cropping up to eliminate language barriers. On a Sunday afternoon, the Bhutanese community of Central Ohio hosted a two-hour Facebook talk show with two doctors from the community. It was in Nepali. COVID-19 101. In 12 hours, the video got more than 24,000 views and was shared more than 100 times. It's addressing a language gap Buen Pakarel says contributes to rampant misinformation in some immigrant communities.
Many other non-English speaking people are getting information from social media, that's Facebook, number one, which sometimes is very helpful, other time is very misleading.
He says people are also turning to media from their countries of origin. What they're putting out might not apply to people here in Ohio. Pakarel appreciates Governor DeWine's daily press conferences.
The good thing is at least they are providing interpreter for sign language. People who are hard of hearing, that's great. But there should be equal importance needs to be given, at least try to provide interpretation services for the people who speak language other than English.
He ends up doing a lot of personal translating for fellow Bhutanese people who don't know what is going on.
We just have to watch them and have no clue what is going on. And watching doesn't help because we just see the governor talking.
This invader, this virus, continues to infiltrate.
And people from health department talking, but understand nothing.
Ohio Department of Health Director Amy Acton acknowledges the need.
We were just talking to a small group of media when this began, and now we realize there's a following of people who are relying on this news every day we do it.
She says health officials are making progress with communication in Spanish at the state level, but they need help from local leaders to transmit messages to their faith and ethnic communities.
We are actively translating this show. I just saw in the sign in Spanish, so I did not know that. So that's wonderful, but we have to get these messages out. And again, we're all watching this right now.
The city of Columbus is translating materials about the novel coronavirus, how it spreads, how to protect yourself from contracting it, and how to get tested. Abdi Sofe is the city's new American Initiative coordinator and helps translate materials into Somali.
It is critical that we inform and educate our diverse communities in Columbus and even Central Ohio, because as we all know, this whole challenge is something new that we ourselves were not familiar with. And we have to learn, you know, from the authorities. And it is absolutely at most important that our residents take necessary precautions to slow down and ultimately stop this spread.
The city is translating documents into the top five non-English languages spoken in the state: Arabic, French, Somali, Nepali, and Spanish. They plan to release new materials every day this week. The community leaders will spread the word.
That includes as well a one that has just been released, and it's an informational fact sheet that describes everything that you have to know, that you need to know about coronavirus.
Pakarel has reached out to several agencies to offer translation services in Nepali. He hopes Ohio will catch up to states he considers leaders in the cross-language communication effort.
In general, I have seen the state of Colorado and the state of Washington. They have made a really good approach to address the non-English speaking population.
Tuesday, Pakarel started translating Governor DeWine's daily 2 p.m. briefings into Nepali on a local radio station. He'll continue doing so every evening for the foreseeable future. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.